This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, alhamdulillah, today we're going to be talking about the hijab. If you're a new Muslim or you're coming back to the deen, there are pages and pages on Google telling you, you know, avoid it, it's not farad, it's not an obligation, you don't have to really do it, you can do it on a Tuesday, but not on a Sunday. It's really confusing. So what I really feel that our duty is and our love is to share what you won't see in the Google searches. You know, you lived in Germany and that's not an easy space, is it?
I was working for a Turkish school in Germany, well, not actually a school, but a homework help centre. Mm-hmm. And they were all Muslims at the time. I didn't really know anything about Islam, you know, except what they tell you in the press, which isn't exactly true. And after a few months, I became Muslim. But I didn't start wearing the hijab until 15 months later. Yeah. I wanted to wear it, but I never had the nerve. I was a little bit frightened about what will people think, and they'll ask me questions in Turkish or Arabic, and I can't speak either Arabic or Turkish. I used to stand on the underground station looking at all the covered women, and I used to stand there a little bit envious, or, well, I won't say jealous because that's negative, but a little bit envious, thinking, well, all those ladies covering, I know that they're my sisters, but they don't know I'm their sister. And it really made me sort of worry. I thought, what happens if something happened to me on the street, if I died, or would my body be sent back to England? Because there's nothing anywhere to say that I'm Muslim. I have no sign that I'm Muslim. And I couldn't bear the thought of thinking that if something happened to me on the street, I would probably be sent back to England and buried in a Christian graveyard. I hadn't paid my electricity for some time, and so my electricity had been cut off. And one day I couldn't wash my hair and it looked a mess, so I decided, what am I going to do? Yeah, help. So I thought, you know what, there's only one thing I can do now, and that's put the hijab on. Yeah, so I got to the bus stop thinking everybody's going to stare at me, but you know what, they didn't look. It was perfectly normal. There were lots of people in Berlin with a headscarf, so nobody really looks at you or stares at you. So I put this headscarf on and I went to school as normal. And the next day, when it was time to go to work again, I thought, oh, now what do I do? I will be meeting the same people at the bus stop. And yesterday they saw me with hijab. Are they going to see me today without? Because it's not a good idea to one day wear it and one day not wear it. You either wear it all the time, or it's your choice. If you don't wear it, you take the consequences. But since wearing my hijab, I really feel that my life has been more positive. People have shown me more respect. Even non-Muslims seem to respect me even more. What makes me put it on every day? Because I feel it's the right thing to do. Allah has said that we should cover. It's not how we look, it's how pious we are. Or as Allah says, it's not how you look, it's what's in your heart.
You know, here's a misunderstanding that's coming in. It's not Team Hijab, it's Team Islam.